I want to talk to you a little bit about the evaluation, because obviously this is a new project for us, and we thought it was very important to have it evaluated independently. So we were given £10,000 by the Guy's charity to ask our colleagues at King's College London to come in and evaluate the service. So what did they do? We started out with a questionnaire, and actually we started evaluating after the first 100 patients. So 94 surveys were sent out, and we got a 50% response rate. They went on to interview 13 patients, and we did some stakeholder interviews with members of the MDT, but also with GPs who were receiving the care plans, because we want to see what they think. But if any of you know the survivorship agenda well, you'll know that from Macmillan, the GP part of that work have been asking for a very detailed end of treatment, very medical plan, which is hell to fill in if any of you have tried. And it's very complex, and we're also then asking to be providing care plans for patients, and I personally don't think that's right. And I'm challenging back, saying I think it should be one. I think there should be one care plan, one end of treatment plan, and it's ridiculous to ask for two. So we need to find one that meets the needs of both. So I was interested to hear what GPs said about that. Audited the key concerns of patients by looking at the treatment plans and the care plans, and did a focus group with the nurses about delivering it. We're actually preparing these results for presentation and for publication at the moment. I'm going to show you the headlines today. Have the next slide, please.